Hello, this is Father Thaddeus Langton with the 90 Days for the Souls in Purgatory. Today is day 59. Today we intercede for the souls of those who suffer for the passion they had for gambling. Now, in itself, gambling, strictly speaking, is not a sin. One can go to a casino and enjoy some rounds of playing cards or other games. But gambling becomes a sin, as it states here, when it becomes a passion. When it becomes something that characterizes us and our hearts. When it overtakes other activities that we ought to be doing, even if it is as simple as spending time with our families or our friends or providing service to the poor. That is where gambling becomes problematic. Not to speak of addiction. There are many people who enter casinos and don't leave for hours. Sometimes I've heard of even staying for days because of the addiction that they have for gambling. And that shows that something else other than God is at the center of their hearts and their lives. Because as St. Thomas Aquinas points out, the central passion that we have is that of love. And the first commandment says that we should direct that passion of love towards God. We should be passionate to love Him with all that we are and love our neighbor as ourselves. Now, there's nothing wrong, like I said, in gambling or wanting to be able to have time for recreation or to play games. But when it becomes disordered, that is where sin enters in. And that is what purgatory is for, is to order what has been disordered by our attachment to things in this life. We are always attached to certain creaturely realities, but we can be disorderly attached, inordinately attached, such that when God asks us to do something else or to fulfill His will in another manner, we prefer our own will. We prefer what we desire and what we want. And we know also that gambling has the particular prospect of gaining more money, and so there is also the element of greed, of wanting more and more. But we know the sad story of people who lose more and more, and families who suffer for that, because wives and children don't receive what they need to live because it is lost in gambling. So today I encourage you to pray the 100 Requiem for these souls who suffer for the passion they had for gambling, that this passion for gambling may be fully transformed into a passion of love for the living God. Let us conclude. Immaculate Mary, Star of the Sea, pray for us and for the souls in purgatory. Saint Stanislaus Papchinski, pray for us and for the souls in purgatory. God bless.